Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Eye on Houston, Houston's community affairs program reflecting the concerns, needs, and events of our greater Houston communities.
Welcome and thank you for joining us this morning. You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Ellie Escobar, and today we're going to be talking to Amy Pierce from No Autism Foundation. They are a nonprofit dedicated to helping families of children with autism to navigate the process of diagnostics, treatment, intervention, and education. And they are actually hosting an SIM Art Festival coming up on Sunday, May 23rd, happening from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Wortham Theater Center in Houston. And we are very excited to get an opportunity to invite all of our listeners, our families, and here to give us all the details is Miss Amy. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, I'm so thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for having us. And again, we are just welcoming everyone. It's open to everyone in Houston, and we hope you'll just stop by to see some of the incredible artists that we have. And we really have something for everyone. And I'm sure you and I will have the chance to talk about that.
So is this the first time that you host this festival?
Yes, it is. And we hope that it will become an annual event for all of our families. And the nice thing is that we start and we're hoping just to have maybe 50 children participate. And you will not believe we have over 275 students participating in this. Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
And it's wonderful. We have a collaboration of over 13 organizations, including schools such as Avondale, Monarch School, Westview School. And then we also have programs such as Theater Under the Stars, The River. We have the Houston Ballet, Social Motion Skills. We have Texas Children's Hospital, the Heart Program. And so it's just really come together. Parish School is another school. And really, we have students ages as young as three, yeah, all the way up to students ages 25 years. So we have just everybody, the full gamut, all families are participating. And the artistry will be absolutely overwhelming. The fun part of the day is we will be featuring the art gallery, the As I Am Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. And so, and you can come and purchase the art to take home if you would like. And all the proceeds from our art go directly to the No Autism Scholarship Fund to help us fund more students in these schools. But then we'll also have stilt walkers. We're going to have food trucks, magicians. We're going to have slime there. Who doesn't love slime?
Right? I know.
Exactly. And then we'll have a DJ. We're going to have entertainment throughout the day. And then each of the participants I just mentioned will have a booth. And so families can stop by to learn more about the programs and the resources they offer. But everyone is also going to offer so many fun activities for the children, as well as you know, information for the families. And many of the programs also have different arts and crafts and things that their students produce, jewelry, candles, and they're going to be selling them that day, but all the proceeds from their items that they're selling will go directly to their programs. So it's really a win-win for everybody. And as we said, we really hope this will just take off, and next year we'll maybe even have twice the number of children participating, and just to show off the incredible talent we have here in Houston.
Let's talk a little bit about the foundation and how parents that are actually listening right now, how they can get involved. And a lot of this art is from the children, correct?
Right, right. No Autism was founded 7 years ago by Tammy and Wayne Nguyen. Their son is autistic. And when they started to go through the process of getting their son diagnosed and trying to find the right therapies and find a school for him, they just realized how incredibly difficult it was and how hard to go through all the, you know, the applications and how expensive therapy is.
Yes.
And most importantly, you've got to try and get your child diagnosed the earlier the better, so that you can get your child into these necessary therapies to really help them just, you know, find the right teachers and therapists to really help them along the path of life skills that they will need. And so Tammy and Wayne really realized they need to help families who don't have the resources, the financial resources, but also the time to navigate this process. So they founded the No Autism Foundation to help these families. Again, we have scholarships and financial aid. It started out just for diagnosis alone. You used to have to wait sometimes up to 6 months to be able to get on the list. It's much better now. And Texas Children's is one of the best places to go for that. And they are one of our partners. And then we broadened it, and we offer the scholarships for school and for therapy, as I mentioned, but it's also so wonderful. We offer scholarships for summer camps, for equestrian. Equine therapy is a beautiful program. And just for kids, swimming is an essential skill. And so it's really important that we can offer these to families, just for also for the families, the parents, to have a little bit of respite to reconnect, you know, to just have a cup of coffee and say, hi, how are you? I love you. Are you happy? Let's take the dry cleaning out together. But another really important service that we offer for a lot of our families, and perhaps families that are hopefully listening to our show right now, is we have often have a translator come in and for Spanish, because these applications can be very difficult to navigate. And even for our grants, we want them to understand the application. We try and make it as simple as possible for them, but we have a translator come in and to help them and get on the phone with them to walk them through our application. And also we can begin to help them begin this journey for other applications for other organizations. And we can often guide them where to go next. But we would love to be for them to become a part of the No Autism family, for them to start with us, and we can begin the walk with them. We have families that we have been working with for 4 and 5 years. We're only 7 years old, but we know their children, and we've been able to help them get into schools and therapies, and the children are just literally singing songs and working in programs. And that's some of the art that people get the chance to see at the festival.
Yeah. It's incredible, because I feel like sometimes the parents are lost and they need that connection with other parents that are maybe going through the same thing. And I feel like if they connect with the parents and know autism, they have a little bit more of an idea or maybe a guidance on how to navigate it.
Well, right. And it's so helpful, gosh, in just in anything that we do, to have a community and know that you are not alone. You are not out there. And we learn so much. Of course, we always have to learn things in life by skinning our knee. Mm-hmm. But isn't it wonderful to be able to talk to somebody else and say, oh, I did that. Try it this way instead. I learned the next time by doing this. And it's so nice to know that you can do that. And that's one of the visions that we have for the art festival, by having all the resources out there. Someone can come in, visit the various booths for all these organizations and realize, wow, we have a wealth of resources. We have a huge community of support here in Houston for our family. And let's try and see what will work for our child or our children or for the whole family.
Right.
And we're here. We're here for you. You know, I'm such a geek. I should probably say our website. Many people think N-O, but it's K-N-O-W dash.
Like
autism.
Know
all about us. We know you. We love you. We want you to be a part of our family. K-N-O-W dash autism.org. And you can download our grant application, and we will get back with you. And we love talking to people on the phone. Gosh, the old old-fashioned way. Remember when we used to talk on the phone?
Absolutely. Again, if you're just now joining us, we're talking to Miss Amy Pierce from No Autism Foundation, the nonprofit dedicated to helping families of children with autism to navigate the process of diagnosis, treatment, and intervention. And we are wanting everybody to join us or join the foundation in the SIM Art Festival happening Sunday, May 23rd at the Fish Plaza at the Wortham Theater Center in Houston. And so now, Amy, let's talk a little bit about the event and just kind of walk me through the morning where it's going to kick off so families can get a little bit more of an idea if they're planning to attend.
Of course. And, you know, I probably should have mentioned right away, we are following, the city is wants us to follow all the protocols for COVID. So we will, you know, we've got masks to give out to all the children. Someone has generously donated special masks just for children. So we will be handing out masks. We will be taking temperatures there, and we will welcome everybody. And we have sanitation stations all around. We have water refreshments for everyone. And again, we have entertainment throughout the day from 11 to 3. There's free parking on the streets all around downtown, but there are the very convenient underground parking garages right on there on Texas Avenue. But we will have the art displayed on walls there on the plaza. We have it very wonderfully spread out. So there's elbow room for everyone. Again, food trucks. And I keep on going back to the wonderful slime. We also have other crafts, painting, and things to keep the kids busy.
Yes.
So the parents can peruse the booths of our partners. Tiffany's is going to be there. They were a special partner of ours with lemonade and some special treats for the kids. So I'll tell you what, everybody's really turning out for this. And we just hope it will build and build and build. And if people want to purchase the art from the children that are participating, and again, we are just so thrilled that we have over 275 kids. They can, and that they can take that art home, and the proceeds from the art that we sell will go toward our scholarship fund to help kids for school in the fall and families for the fall. And that is really, we have given out, it's pretty exciting, in the 7 years we have been in existence, we have given out more than $1.8 million to families, again, in financial aid and scholarships. And we want to give more away. We want to make more simply so we can turn around and give it all away, which we did last year. We emptied our coffers, and we gave out also about another $15,000 to $20,000 simply in gift cards to HEB for our families who, just because of the, as you know, the pandemic,
yes,
who just had dire straits around Thanksgiving and Christmas. We wanted to ensure they had a beautiful table to share and break bread with their families. And also early in the pandemic as well. So many of our grantee families are just, you know, you have to decide when their kids couldn't go to school. They were dual income families that all of a sudden one parent had to decide to stay home with their child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was very difficult times. And so again, we want to be there any way that we possibly can for our families to help them get through this time as they work with their childs to help them to succeed and be the incredible children that God created them to be.
Absolutely.
And as we said, we want the community to accept them as I am. The month of April was Autism Awareness Month. And so many families that have autistic children said, thank you for Autism Awareness Month. It has been fantastic this past decade to make people aware of autism, but we'd like to take it another step and make it Autism Acceptance and Action Month, you know, and accept children as they are, where they are. Please meet them where they are. And you can take action by teaching your children to accept children who are on the spectrum. And just because they're different doesn't mean they're less at all. They have special gifts, and please accept them as they are. And that's where we got the name for our art festival and our annual fundraising event. And it is just all but good. It is all good. And we need this right now more than ever.
For sure. I love it. Powerful words, Amy. And I love it. I love every word that you said. So we are very excited and we hope people can turn out and definitely purchase some of this gorgeous art and just kind of enjoy the day, enjoy the festivities. You know, one of the things that you did mention was, you know, we're starting to come out of the pandemic. We're still in it, but coming out of it. But, you know, it was very crucial for some of these families and for them to come out and just kind of be around people again and, you know, just kind of enjoy themselves. And I know we mentioned the slime a couple of times, but some of our kids really do need activities like that to just to kind of get them moving. And so this event, you know, thanks again for, you know, inviting us and inviting our public to have a good time.
Well, I hope you will come too. I want to come and give you an elbow hug and maybe a real hug in person with our masks on, of course.
Of course. Amy Pierce, thank you once again. We are talking to Amy Pierce from No Autism Foundation. Give me that website one more time. If you missed it, please. So where we can find more information.
Sure. It is KNOW-AUTISM.org. Please come see us.
Of course. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today and inviting us to this wonderful event.
Take care. Thank you.
You're listening to Eye on Houston. My name is Eli Escobar. Have a wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.